Blog Talk Radio.
My ghost noise that I'm trying to try to make it, but hey, good evening. Today is it's 10:30, and I thought I was gonna have my show at 10 o'clock, but seems like I had a little difficulties on setting up my Blog Talk Radio. But anyway. None of those matter. I am here. This is Fernando Poniente. Welcome to the show. This is the Fernando Poniente Show. You can call in 8347. See, I keep saying 847. See, my area code is there, 847. But if you want to call, the number is 347-884-8125. Pardon me, because I just got done now with. Dinner. We had stuffed pepper. That was always right. That was always good. Ooh, excuse me. Anyway, let's go into the show. I don't want to bore you talking about my dinners and stuff. But if you want to call in 347-884-8125, join me in the chat room. Chat room is open. Here you go. Go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. And you'll find me there, and then you join us. Join us for the next hour. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about some scary stuff. I know Halloween, I don't really believe in that, like the Halloween stuff, but a lot of people do, though. A lot of people do, and it's kind of hard to not to notice, We are going to be talking about scary stuff. I was looking on YouTube, and there's some... videos on like ghosts caught on camera and demons attacking people caught on camera and Bigfoot, stuff like that, aliens sightings and nonsense and all that stuff, and demons and stuff like that. But we're gonna be talking about that, the truth. And you should not be shouldn't be scared about about demons and all that stuff, because you have to know the truth, and let me you should be really worry about the place called Hell, H-E-L-L. And I'm going to talk about to you later on into the hour about that. And you don't want to miss this. We're going to be talking about news and also demons and stuff like that. We're going to talk about what the Bible says about demons and what other people says about demons and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be talking about 10 scariest movies of all time. 10 of them. I know there's hundreds of them, but I just narrowed it down to 10. So I don't think this time's going to permit if I go into like 100, and I want to bore you to death. But, That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just go through the 10 most scariest movies of all time. Okay, we're gonna be talking about the Balloon Boy. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Balloon Boy. And the worst reality TV. I think they're gonna. Expert says here's what's happening. The Heenies. Actually, that's their last name. Those are the Balloon Boy. I don't know if you guys follow in the news, but those are the family that actually staged an act or rescue or whatever, that say that their 7-year-old boy fell into a hot air balloon and took off. So, it was all over the news, ABC, CBS, cable news, and all that thing. It was all over the news. But anyway, see, the whole thing is they want to get a shot at getting a reality TV show. That's what it's all about. You know, actually, the lady, the mom actually was apologizing to the cops, to the police, for doing that. But regardless, I mean, actually, the expert says that they have a shot on getting the reality TV. The question is, are people really going to watch them? You know, they actually already appeared in Wife Swap. You know, it's one of those. God, Wife Swap. I mean, is that even? It's so immoral. But anyway, I haven't seen those reality TV, and I'm not intending to watch those because those are just a bunch of nonsense. But anyway, but you know, my opinion is I think this reality TV is going to fall into worst reality TV shows ever made. So we can talk about that later on. We're gonna get a caller real quick here, and I believe Dawn, are you there? Dawn.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? What's new?
Not much. Just potty training a little one and stuff like that. I don't know. Just learning how to cook new things and stuff like that. So
Let's get a, you know, you deserve an applause on that one. Thank you. So there we go. Hey, we're gonna be talking about some stuff here. You wanna comment on the weenies, the heenies, you know those you know the balloon boy, and the family, they're the heenie family. They're talking about you know the main thing, you know that's why they staged the you know the hoax and all that stuff is just to eventually get a spot on the reality TV. So you think are they gonna get any ratings on that? I mean, what do you think?
Well, what would that have to do with getting a reality TV show? They're gonna like reality about getting lost in a balloon or what?
No, I guess it's a reality TV on how I don't know how the how you know the whole Heaney family, you know, actually. And how to go about their bit and everyday thing, you know. I mean, it's the whole family is just I don't know. They're like rapping about something. They were swearing and cussing in there. I don't know if Jack Marino was talking about that last night. And I guess the little boy that has like a little TV, not TV, but the. A video of him like making how to make a house out of the box or something like that. some stupid stuff. But and also we're gonna be talking about some scary stuff today. You know, if I don't know if you have any experience or stories about ghosts or anything like that. You know, I would want you to share it with us. Share it here. If you guys want to share that, 347-884-8125. Don't be scared. We don't bite. You know, let's go into the worst reality TV. one is the Mr. Personality. It was like hosted by Monica Lewinsky.
Huh.
You know, yeah, I didn't even know that it existed, that reality TV thing. You know, I mean, it's, I mean, no wonder I didn't get any intentions or anything like that because it's a piece of garbage, you know? And actually, it's Mr. Personality is a woman that, you know, the whole plot is like there's a woman, obviously, it's Monica Lewinsky, was Monica Lewinsky, she had to pick her mask man, you know, everyone like on a like man on tuxedos and with the mask on, it looks like they all look like gladiators. And she had to pick this based solely on his wit. I mean, you know, his maybe the dance, the charisma, and it only lasted 5 episodes.
Wow.
I guess guys just aren't that witty. That's what it says. The wit, you know. But Monica Lewinsky, what was she thinking about? Said, man, and there's another one called Chaotic. And it's it's made by what do you call it? Kevin Federline and Britney Spears' marriage, something like that. Yeah. That was the worst one. I think this is the worst. My Fair Brady, real life Brady Bunch actor. I guess is from the one of the boy from the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch, and it says they're called My Fair Lady. I don't know when this came out. Actually, the actor marries model he met on the reality shows. Film's new reality show about said relationships carried on the show is the fact that it was a hit and lasted 2 seasons only. That's something. Oh, actually, Boys Meet World, people.
Oh, I remember that.
Boys Meet World actually had a reality TV show also.
Huh.
Hmm. No, this is just Boys Meet Boy. Actually, the twist, some of the, that has nothing to do with that, you know, with the TV show Boys Meet World, but they just named it Boys Meet Boy, you know. That was the name of a reality TV show. And the twist that some of the suitors were straight, very strange. It's like all of them, not all of them, but some of them, majority of them were straight guys, and they wanted to meet other guys. So just, I guess they were faking it. okay, my big fat obnoxious fiance. This is one of the worst ones. It's convince your family you're getting married to a not really good person that ever met, and you get $250,000. Charming. So I'm not gonna go through with this. This is all like, you know, pretty much garbage. Breaking Bonadues, I think that's, I don't know, the Bonaduzzi, whatever his name is, something like that. So hey, let's get into this is another one. Leaving Lohan. Yeah, it's one of Lindsay Lohan's, I guess, is a family. And that didn't go. This one, A Shot at Love. Oh, yeah. This is, no one would want to watch this. It's about that chick, Tila Tequila. Yeah. And it says, I like boys and girls. Ain't that sexy? And it says, not really. I guess. See, you know what I mean? It's like people think this is like the new thing now, liking being bisexual as boys and girls. I mean, to be honest with you, it's not. You know, it's just. What is this one? Armed and Famous. Oh, Eric Estrada and LaToya Jackson. Actually, they have this become a police officer in Muncie, Indiana. Hey, speaking of police, remember that thing? I think, what's his name? You know, he does like karate and stuff. Steven Seagal is going to have his own reality TV show about that. You know, he's a cop now. You know that?
Who's Steven Seagal? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he plays in a lot of movies and stuff, martial arts and all that. But anyway,
he was a cop or something for 20 years or something like that.
But not for 20 years. I think he's just. I mean, he was like a monk for a couple of years, like a Buddha monk. You know, they all believe that he's like a They believe that he was the reincarnated or something like gods and Buddhas or something like that. Reincarnated from somewhere. But, hey, let's get into, it's about like 45 or 15 minutes into the hour. So we're going to go into we're going to go through the 10 scariest movies of all time. And that is not my pick, you know, but actually I agree with them. So we're going to go into that real quick and, we'll go into the main thing, you know, the scary stuff. Are you scary enough? Yeah. So, and then we'll get your opinion, and we'll talk about goals and stuff like that that you want to talk about. Again, you can call in today, and I got another caller over here, but he's not raising his hand. So make sure you press 1 if you call in, 347-884-8125. Call in and press 1. You know, if you want to speak to me, if you want to talk to and participate, just press 1. And also in the chat room, just get in there and chat away. 10. Okay. We're going to go to number 10, actually, Eraserhead. Have you seen that one, Eraserhead?
No.
No, I have not. It's actually been 1977. It's like a cult classic. It's like David Lynch. Cult classic is the closest thing to being stuck in a nightmare. Didn't make sense, but you get the feeling that nothing is quite right. That's what it says there. Here in the descriptions of it, and it's so chilling. It's not, you know, it's near unwatchable. I don't know. I'm gonna have to see that. Number 9. Ooh, I'm surprised this is number 9. Exorcist. It came out in 1973. You know, it says the real terror of the exorcist might not involve Satan's and possession, but the helplessness of the parent trying to save a child, of course, a ton of harrowing special effects, and director William Friedkin's somber respect for the supernatural subject matter doesn't hurt either. It's horror for grown-ups. The Exorcist. Yeah, I've seen it. Have you seen it?
I don't know. I might have, but I don't remember it.
No, yeah, it's back in 1973. But anyway, number 8, Halloween. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Myers. All right, number 7, Don't Look Now, came out in 1973, starring Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie. Never heard that one?
Sounds familiar.
Don't Look Now. He says they had some kind of a tragic accidental death of one of the child. And they're trying to forget, and impossible to forget when a dead child keeps reappearing. That is scary. And it's like in a dreamlike atmosphere and works on a purely psychological level. Yeah, I've never seen them. The Texas, number 6, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's back in 1974. You know what that is. I don't have to explain that to you. And I'm not watching them. I'm not going to watch them. I've not seen it, but I refuse to watch them because they all have to be gory and all that. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard an echo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Number 5, Nightmare on Elm Street. Came out in 1984. You guys all know that.
Wow, that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I remember watching that.
Nightmare.
I don't like it.
It says, before Dream Killer Freddy Krueger became a creeping pop culture reference, he represented the most twisted monster unleashed on the public since Halloween's Michael Myers. Seeking vengeance by slicing and dicing the children of the parents who murdered him, Freddy scared the heck out of Cineplex audiences. His on-screen entrance remains terrifying and does much of director Wes Craven's. Number 5. Number 4, never hear this one, Suspiria. Suspiria is a full-on sensory assault by Italian horror master Dario Argento. The cinematic equivalent of an anxiety attack, a poor American ballet student arrives in Europe, and Argento berates her with weather, grisly murder, a possible coven of witches. Oh, never seen him. Don't want to see it. Number 3, Night of the Living Dead. Came out in 1968. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, a group of kids get trapped inside a farmhouse. Remember that? An endless stream of flesh-eating zombies. Number 2, Repulsion. Came out in 1965. Director Roman Polanski. Number 1, here we go. Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's 1960. I think the number 1, the Exorcist should be a number 1 though. That's what I don't I don't really agree with that. That's boo. Oh. Boo. I didn't like that one. Did you like, have you seen one of those movies? Have you seen those movies? Any of those movies, Dawn?
I would say that, I've seen Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween. But I would say that older movies not that scary compared to nowadays. You know?
Really?
There's so much more graphics.
I don't know. I think, no one tops The Exorcist, the first one, first time seeing him.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, even like Psycho, I mean, that didn't really scare me. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, because Exorcist is like, you know, they're battling with demons. You know what I mean?
What is that?
Battling with demons. So, can you share some of your scary stuff? Do you have any scary thing that you can tell us?
Well, I was in an airplane one time,
mm-hmm.
and I heard this really scary voice. It was like, do you really believe that God created the heavens and the earth? And I was like, where did that voice come from?
Wow.
So that was scary. I was kind
mm-hmm.
of afraid to fly after that, but now Lord help me not be afraid to fly. And then we moved into this house, like a house, and, you know, it's tempting to be scary because I know somebody died, you know, at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like spirits, like a pressure and stuff like that, like, I don't know, it just feels really strange,
yeah,
an evil presence.
Right. You
know, I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe that people carry spirits on them, if that's what
mm-hmm.
you're asking. I believe people carry spirits, and that the people that lived here previous to that, perhaps they had those spirits. So, you know, I believe you. But after praying and, you know, praising God and things like that, and
mm-hmm.
I felt like a peace. I mean, like, I've
right.
been feeling this peace for, like, several days now, so I'm really, really thankful for that. So
right.
that's, like, some things that I've encountered.
Well, sit back, because you're going to hear about the demons and all that stuff. I mean, Christian, we all accept that by faith that God exists, and most Christians believe that angels exist, too. But what about demons, you ask?
Yeah.
Are they real? Do they interfere with the lives of people? Well, Christians
yeah.
use the Bible as their reference book about God. It is a divinely inspired word of God. It tells us about angels, heaven, earth, Satans, and demons. You know that. If we believe in its truth, then we must understand that we have enemies, right? Satan and his demons. And you got to be scared about this. So this is really need to be scared about. The purpose of this, I want to tell you this. You know, I'm not going to tell you to exalt or defy demons, but just want to tell you about this and kind of educate you. You know, educate those listening, whoever's listening tonight live on Blog Talk Radio from Waukegan, whoever's listening. And we are Christians alike. We are soldiers in the service of Christ. Don't you agree? Right, Dawn? Right? Dawn, you there? All right.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now.
So, are you listening?
I apologize.
Some echo.
Echoing.
All right.
I'm sorry. I had a distraction with the dog.
Oh, that is correct. I thought you had some kind of distraction about... you know, ghosts and goblins and stuff. But, so, listen up. So, I'm just going to keep talking over here. So, whether you like, listen, you know. Okay. What was I? Okay. And what I was saying, talking about, like, we are soldiers in service of Christ. And to
yes.
do battle effectively, I mean, any battles, I mean, if you battle to battle effectively, you must know the enemy's strength and weaknesses, correct?
Right.
And to get to, and we need to, and to get there, we need to first learn a little about the enemy, which is, in our case, you know, in our faith and being a Christian, you know, we need to learn about Satan. You know, since he's the chief demon or the head honcho of of that and he has Satan's and his minions like the demons and all that. And it says in Matthew 12:24, Satan started out as an angel, correct?
Yep.
And created perfectly by God, just as God has given us free will. So he also gave the angels free will, correct? That's what it says. Am I following you so
yes.
far? Okay.
Yeah.
You following me?
He did give them free will. Yep.
Right. Satan desired to be greater than God. And that's you'll find that in Isaiah 14:14. Then the Bible tells us that Satan was cast out of heaven for his sin of pride. We all have that.
Yep.
Right? And it says, and quote, thine heart was lifted up because of thine beauty. Thou hast corrupted by wisdom, by reason of thy brightness. And I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. That's you can say that you can find that in Ezekiel 28:17. Right. So we all know what I'm talking about. Satan was not cast out alone.
But so did the angels with him, right?
Right. He has followers. That's right. He has followers. He has minions. You know.
Yep.
So Satan was not cast out alone. And you'll find in a quote, and the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent. Called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angel was cast out with him. We find that in Revelation 12:19. So, you know, by reading the Bible, you know, I mean, it tells you right out, you know, I mean, kind of the blueprint of, you know, how Satan's and demons works, you know? And they were given, I mean... and this the angels of saints are demons, like the minions. You know, the Bible tells us a great deal about them, and there's so many of them. They are subtle, deceptive, powerful, and wicked. You know, it's not fair because they're given power to tempt, afflict, accuse, and beguile humans. You know, yet we are not powerless against them. Do you know that?
Right, exactly.
Powerless. We're not powerless.
No, we're
not. Just because they're you know, invisible, you know, that we can't see them, you know, there seems to be a spirit, that doesn't mean they have more power than us.
Right.
Right? So
that's
demons
right.
can be very subtle in their attacks against us. They can pervert anything, you know, twisting truth, like I've heard that a lot, stretching the truth.
Yeah.
That's not right. It's just stretching the truth. I don't know where I heard that from, but I can tell you, but anyway, so... kind of stretching the truth, it just slightly throws out of throw us off, you know, the path of righteousness, what you call it, you know.
Yeah.
And we all fall in there. We all, because being a man, being human, being man, it says we all, we all sinners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some, you know, the quote in the Corinthians, I think it's 11:3, and it says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety." Subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So their job, you know, we can find out their job is to deceive us, and you'll find out a lot of, you know, that on the in the Bible and all, and in how the demons work, and you know, by praying, by knowing Christ, by knowing Christ and know their work, you should be, you know, you should be able to crush them under your feet. That's what, you know, the Bible says. You know,
yeah.
And as the army of God, Christians have the authority of Christ over demons. Christians have the authority of Christ over demons. We have authority over demons. And it says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and all over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Did you find that in Luke 10:19?
Yes.
"They are powerless against us unless we surrender to them, or
okay.
fear or lack of faith. If you fear them,
yeah.
they'll win." You know,
right.
Lack of faith. If you don't have a faith when it comes to, like, God and Jesus Christ, you lose.
Exactly.
When spirits of temptation, deceit, or other demons attack us, we only have to call on Christ to defend us. In his name, we have all authority over demons. They have to leave us alone when we demand it in the name of Jesus.
Yep.
You know, some have had a hard time believing that we have a spiritual enemy, but really accept that we have guardian angels. They readily accept that we have guardian angels, but they don't really accept. You know, they are not willing to accept, or they're having a hard time accepting we have enemy, that we have a spiritual enemy.
Right.
And say, why do we need guardian angels if there isn't spiritual enemy to guard against? You know what I mean?
True.
While Christ has already won the war against Satan and defeated death by his sacrifice, all around us a spiritual battle rages, and we are the spoils of the victor. You got to remember that. We have a choice about the outcome of any battle, right?
Yep.
We can choose the way of sin and death and the capture of the enemy, or we can choose the way of life through Christ and be victorious.
Yep.
You know, it says in Romans 8:37, it says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Amen to that. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen to that. It's about 32 minutes into the hour. I'm going to play some little music here and take a break because my throat's getting a little scratchy. And I'll be back. And then we're going to talk about the thing that most scares you the most. And what you're about to hear is hard to believe, and it will really, really, you know, makes your skin crawl. And hopefully it will, because that's what I'm trying to intend to do. All right. And listen to Casting Crowns and Who Am I, and we'll be back. This is the Fernando Poniente Show.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm.
Hum-ba-lum-hum! Welcome back, welcome back. This is Fernando and the Fernando Poniente Show. We have about 22 minutes left into the hour. So, how are we going to keep going over here? We're going to be talking about that matter most. That matters most. And what you're about to hear, it's going to be hard to believe, okay? And we're going to examine. I don't know if a lot of you guys talk about, like, hell and heaven and hell and... And people don't believe, oh, we don't believe in hell. You know, if this hell exists, and people will say, if hell exists, and then I'm already in it. Because I work and all that stuff, and this and that, my life sucks. And you're like, well, no, really. You know, like, hell is like 10 million times worse than you currently, you know, what you're currently staying in or whatever. Let's get Don back in here. Don, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Okay. Well, kind of, you know, we're going to let you tell you and over here, and then we're going to read out some of the book and reference to the book. It's, you know, you can well, the book is, you can go to the Bible. That's what it is. You know, that's the book that I'm talking about. But because you could be in serious danger, you know. there's a book that was published about several years ago called Beyond Death's Door. That's actually... written by Dr. Maurice Rawlings. You know, he actually, you know, specialized in internal medicine and cardiovascular disease. And, you know, he had, like, resuscitated many people who had been clinically dead. That's what I'm saying over here. And Dr. Rawlings is actually a devout atheist, you know, because he actually considered all religion hocus pocus. That's what he said. And death, nothing more than painless extinction. I don't know if he's what he is now, but, you know, this is what it, that's what it says. But something happened in 1977 that brought a dramatic change in his life of Dr. Rawlings, and he was, you know, when he was resuscitating a man and terrified and screaming, descending down into the flames of hell. That's what he said. And he said each time he regained heartbeat and respirations, the patient screamed, "I'm in hell." He was terrified and pleaded with me to help him. This is Dr. Rawlings, you know, writing this. "I was scared to death. Then I noticed a genuinely alarmed look on his face. He had a terrified look, worse than an expression seen in death. The patient has a grotesque grimace expressing sheer horror. His pupils were dilated, and he was perspiring and trembling. He looked at his hair was on end. and still nothing strange things happened. He said, "Don't you understand? I'm in hell. Don't let me go back to hell." You know, and he will like go back. You know, he will die again, or he will like, you know, his heartbeat will stop again. And the man was serious, and finally, and Dr. Rawlings says, the man was serious, and it finally occurred to me that he was indeed in trouble. He was in panic, like I had never seen before. And this is wrote in 1979, you know, on the book called Beyond Death's Door. So get that book, all right? And Dr. Rawlings says, no one who could have heard his screams and saw the look of terror on his face could doubt for a single minute that he was actually in a place called hell. So the Bible continue warns of a place called hell, and people, a lot of people, obviously, they don't believe in it because they don't, you know, they don't, you know, they're scared of it. And it says in there, Jesus Christ actually, you know, gives us a frightening picture of hell on Luke 16. And 22, and it says, the rich man also died, was buried, you know. 23, and it says, in hell lifted his eyes, you know, being tormented, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. You know. So a lot of people, hell is like mentions about like, you know, a flame and, you know, inferno and stuff like that. You know, that's why, you know, I don't want to associate my name. You know, it used to be back in the day called Great Inferno. People do sometimes call me Great Inferno online and stuff like that. It's like, that's not my name anymore. I don't want to be associated with inferno because that's fire from hell.
Yeah.
Okay? And hell is a place of fire. You know, the man in Luke, they said, you know, 16:24, I'm tormented in this flame. In Matthew, and he was saying something about Jesus said, and shall cast him into furnace of fire, you know, referring to the hell and all that. Okay, the Bible gives the location of hell. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he descended into hell. In Acts 2, Peter is speaking verse 31, saying, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. So when Jesus Christ died, his soul went to where?
It went to
Abraham's
Hades,
bosom. Right.
Uh-huh.
To the Matthew, in Matthew 12:40, Jesus Christ says, for as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So the Bible is clear. Hell is inside the earth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In Ephesians 4:9 says, Jesus, now that he ascended, what it is, but it is also descended first in the lower parts of the earth. You know, and if you get the book, and you're going to find out on page 85 in Beyond Death's Door by Dr. Rawlings, and it says, Dr. Rawlings writes, patients who describe hell said, this place seems to be underground or within the earth in some way. So scientists and Bible teachers, Henry Morris also agrees, the Bible plainly teaches the hell is in this earth, right?
Yeah.
So we all have that thing that is, we all agree that the hell is within the core of the earth, right? And
yeah.
Birmingham News, April 10, 1987, had an article entitled Earth Center Hotter Than Sun's Surface. That's what the scientist says. The article stated scientists have recently discovered the earth's inner core has a temperature over 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So, have you seen a picture of a volcano erupting, spewing lake of the of fire from inside, you know, inside the earth, and then consuming everything within miles just from the heat? Oh my goodness! Yeah, when Mount St. Helens erupted in May 18, 1980, it was described by reporters, quote, when hell surfaced upon the earth. I keep burping. That was, just probably because of that. Excuse me. Man, pardon me. Okay, what was that? So the book, I was talking about the book, the reporter was describing hell surfaced upon the earth. The book, Volcanoes, Earth Awakening, and describes an erupting volcano as descent into hell. Yes, So there is a place called hell. And the earth in her mouth, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses and all the men, and all men that pertain unto Korah and all their gods, they and all that pertain to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them. That's Numbers 16:32-30. So her hell is within, it's like under us, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's here, it's in the earth, okay? Now, inside the earth, in this very moment, there are millions of lost, tormented souls, burning, weeping, wailing, without any hope whatsoever. It's in Mark 9:46, Jesus says about hell, he said, quote, "Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched."
Yeah.
And Jesus explicitly said that, you know, their worm, not a worm, or the worm, but their worm, that's E-I-R, worm. The Bible teaches the Christians will one day have a body like the Lord Jesus Christ, right? The Bible teaches
yeah.
the Christians will one day have a body like Jesus Christ, a body like. Could it be that some Bible students teach that men and women in hell take on the form of their father, like Satan's body like, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in John 8:44 in Revelations, Satan is described as a red dragon.
Red dragon.
Could Jesus Christ be referring to the body, the body lost man and woman will have for eternity? Like if you go to hell, you will form a body.
You will have a body or not have a body?
Well, this is a question. Could Jesus Christ be referring to the body lost men and to the body that lost men and women will have for eternity when they go to hell?
Perhaps.
All right. The Earth's crust on land is normally 50 miles thick. You'd have to go down 50 miles before the edge of fire. But in parts of the ocean floor, the Earth's crust is less than a mile thick.
Wow.
So scientists recently discovered cracks on the ocean floor where fire was leaking out. Do you know what they found around these fire-breathing vents in the crust, Don?
Crabs without shells.
8-foot-long worms.
8-foot-long worms. Wow.
Yeah. And Jesus Christ is talking about worms, and it starts in 9:40. It says in Mark 9:46, Jesus Christ says about hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire
yeah.
is not quenched.
Mm.
It's scary,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, I was also thinking like that, you know, how the Bible says that there's going to be a time after
mm-hmm.
the rapture that Satan is going to rule on the earth for like
mm-hmm.
a certain period of time. And you know, also I was thinking that perhaps the earth is going to open up so the demons and Satan can get
out
for that.
That's right.
Time.
They find,
and
yeah, the scientists.
Then you said that, and then,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, that just proves that this probably was going to happen a little over time,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, they find an ocean floor in this crust, you know, where the fire
yeah.
leaks out, you know.
Yeah.
They find, like, 8-foot long worms, and they found no other place in the world. There's a
wow.
book, actually, that they call The Deep Sea by Joseph Wallace.
Uh-huh.
The Deep Sea, if you want to go get that, by Joseph Wallace, and the page, and it says page 39, it reads that perhaps the strangest of ocean creatures recently discovered are what they call Riffia, the giant
Riffia.
Tube worms. Yeah, Riffia.
What are they called? Giant tube worms?
Riffia. It's the giant tube worms, measuring up to 8 feet in length, and the worms are only found near deep sea vents. They
wow.
only like yeah. They only like hangs around, or they like escapes from the cracks from the fire, you know, from leaking out.
Wow.
You know, and then if you
Great.
Read Isaiah 66, where the Lord Jesus Christ is quoting on Mark 9:46. Okay, look at this. Look at the context and time period of Isaiah on the 66:22-24. Okay, and it says in 22:4, as the new heaven and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, said the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. 23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the man that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and there shall be abhorring unto flesh. So what's that worm they're talking about then? New heavens and new earth in Isaiah 22 matches Revelations, right? 21:1, I believe. And this occurs after the great white, the throne judgments of Revelations. And I think 20, and the reference to carcasses, their worm, their fire, you know, that's what they are referring to, that the people that man that have transgressed against me are the lost people after the great white throne judgment. See, that's, and at this point they have received their new body, right? You know?
Yeah.
So notice what Isaiah said, the saved people from, the saved people shall look upon the carcasses.
Yeah,
of the man that have transgressed. So does that mean people that did not get saved?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they went to hell and took upon a body. You know.
Yeah.
So, this just tells me the zombie is real.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know,
zombies are real.
Walking,
you know,
walking like dead.
Yes, exactly. The Bible talks about when
mm-hmm.
Jesus comes to rapture, and I think more than one time the dead came to life and were walking. And in the future, there will be
mm-hmm.
a time when graves will open.
Yeah, and
in fact,
Isaiah clearly says that. He can quote, their worm shall not die. Even in our language, we refer to the living body as carcass, right? Carcasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, for example,
well,
get your...
I think a dead body is a carcass.
Yeah,
is a living body also
like get...
a carcass?
Right, and we refer to him to like body, like a dead body. It's like, you know, you ever heard of a quote, get your carcass in here?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, why is that important? Because when we saved people in Isaiah 66:24, it says, you know, the people that saved or are saved or going to be saved, and saying that, you know, we're going to be looking upon the carcasses of men that have transgressed. We're going to be looking upon the people that went to hell as sinners. And do you know where we're going to be? Do you know where we're going to be seeing when we go up, when ascended to heaven?
We're going to
see their worm,
wow.
Their carcass.
Yeah, that's...
They
That's
are seeing their
that
worm
out.
That shall, you know, the worm shall not die. You
wow.
know, this is scary. You know, if you think about, you know, and it says, and Isaiah says is an adhorming unto all flesh. You know, man, my friend, this is not a normal flesh. It's a flesh they're talking about here. You know, this is normal flesh, the body there that we're going to be looking at. It's something that will send chills screaming through your soul of the horror. And it will happen.
Yep.
You know, you're going to see that. And it will happen. It says in the Bible, clearly it says in the Bible, we're going to be looking into that. And it will happen to you. I mean, you will die without, if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're going to be, you know, turn into a worm. Even though the world tries to extinguish the Christ and reality of hell, the truth of hell echoes throughout the world, okay? We desperately pretend to cover our eyes or ears and ignore them. The screams, the weeping, and the wailing and gnashing of teeth. But it is there. It's there. It's under us, and we know it. We refuse to accept it. So it's a place that place exists because, you know, there's all this, you know, we're bound to, like, this reality thing that we're, that, you know, that, oh, I'm already in hell. You know, you know, like on Facebook a couple of months ago, I was just had the debate he said that he's already, you know, he must be in hell because of this, because of that. And I kind of replied to him and said, hey, you know, you don't know what hell's like. And he just went on, oh, yeah, you didn't know what I'm going through. I'm like, of course I don't. But that's not near, you know, not even close to what hell is, you know. And we know
exactly.
And it's there. We know. National Geographic magazine truthfully titled their story on the volcanoes. It says, "Going to Hell." And when PBS did a series on the Savage Earth, you know, we got 5 minutes here, so I'm going to keep going here. One episode was titled Hell's Crust, our ever-charging planet. You know, everything we know, everything we observe, echo the truth of a place called what? Hell. Is it there? We know it. Revelation says, 14:10 says, "And it shall be tormented with fire and brimstone." Brimstone. And Job 18 describes the called place of him that knoweth not God. Brimstone, you know, brimstone, and the center of the earth.
Wow.
And here we go. This is the reading some of the articles over here that appeared in actually in well-respected Finland newspaper about researchers, and the researchers recorded the scream of the dam. What they said. And it's a communist, I don't, you know, and it, this is the guy that wrote it, and it says, "As a communist, I don't believe in heaven or the Bible, but the scientist, I now believe in hell," said Dr. Asakov. And it says, "Needless to say that we were shocked to make such a discovery, but we know that we saved, and we know that we heard, and we are absolutely convinced that we drilled through the gates of hell." That's what the doctor says. And if you guys, I don't know, I don't have the speaker here, but actually there's a... an MP3 format that you should be able to hear the scream and stuff like that. You know, I don't know if you guys have, but I can maybe next time I'll play that. You know, Dr. Asakov continued, "The drill suddenly began to rotate wildly, indicating that we had reached a large empty pocket of cavern. Temperature sensors showed a dramatic increase in heat to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and then we lowered a microphone designed to detect the sounds of plate movements down the shaft. But instead of plate movements, we heard a human voice screaming in pain. At first, we thought the sound was coming from our own equipment. But when we made adjustment, our worst suspicions were confirmed. The screams weren't those of a single human. They were screams of millions of humans." And I think I played it. I heard this a couple months ago. And it's, man, if you hear the scream and all that stuff, it was just... ooh, just, you know, shiver down your spine. And it tells you, it can clearly tell you, the hell is place of torment. And, you know, it's in the Bible in there. And hell is forever. This is not like a visit to hell or anything like that, or a vacation, or a punishment,
right,
or going to jail, or going to prison, or anything like that. No, hell is forever. And it says right in there, Jesus says, "Depart from me, you curse, into everlasting fire." That's in Matthew 25:45-41. You know, we got 90 minutes over here. I think we're going to be keep going, and we are going to maybe continue this Monday. So, hey, you know, you know, really think about what you're doing right now. Really think about what hell and heaven's like. You know what? You really want to go to hell? You really want to go to heaven? You know, this is real stuff, and you should be scared. You know, if I scared you, I'm doing this to scare you, because, you know, I care about saving souls, and I care about people being saved. So I have 60 seconds. I have to give you a final thought, Dawn, real quick.
Just go ahead and go to closest bookstore you have, get a Bible. If you don't have one, go to shoppingsuperhighway.com, shop the partner stores, get a Bible, try to find a Bible believing church. They may be hard to find, you know, because they don't always believe the whole Bible, but go ahead and try to find a church to go to, and let's tune in for the next show.
All right, that's it for today. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Hey, don't forget to catch us, like I said, Monday, 9:00, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hey, catch me tomorrow. I'll be in Libertyville Chevrolet tomorrow. We're gonna be having the you know, the fall festival, what they call it, Halloween event, and giving out candy for the kids. So, holla!